This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me today is Altamura and Drew Rosenkrantz with Insure with a Rose in Opelika. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit about Insure with a Rose.
Well, we're a local family-owned independent agency. We work with some of the best companies in the industry, making it easy for us to recommend the best plan for our clients.
Okay. How did you get into the insurance business?
Well, I got into the insurance business to help people. And I started in the insurance industry as a life and health agent back in 2000. And throughout the years, I've worked with so many of insurance companies. And I decided when I got married in the late 2020 to open up our own independent agency here in the downtown Opelika.
So what's the difference between like a brand insurance agency and then an independent insurance agent?
Well, an independent, we consider ourselves more of a broker. So if one particular carrier decides to raise rates, for example, they wouldn't have to leave our agency. We can shop them around in-house, and we regularly do that. We kind of keep an eye on renewals, and if Progressive, for example, tries to raise rates, we look at Allstate and Travelers, and we try to have long-term relationships with the customers we keep. So.
Okay, that sounds good. So, Drew, what are some of the misconceptions that people have about insurance?
Yeah, we were talking about this morning, actually. There are a couple of issues we regularly have to address. For one, not every incident is something you should report as a claim. They do look at that, and that can make your rates go up. So we try to micromanage or get involved in every aspect of the client's affairs. And as far as insurance is concerned, we want to protect their assets, most importantly. And considering that your rates could go up and you have a deductible you have to cover anyway, it's not always in your best interest to make a claim. So we try to look at each incident for our customers and advise them what to do from there. And then some things just aren't a claim, like some things would fall under a home warranty if you have mechanical breakdowns. And a lot of people aren't educated on that, cars and homes for that matter. So we try to prevent them from making, unnecessary, issues with their insurance, because they'll still mark that as a claim, even though they don't cover it. And that'll be on your insurance score for some time. So we can avoid that. We definitely try to do it. We also discussed another issue we have to address quite a bit is full coverage is kind of a myth as far as auto insurance is concerned. So typically as insurers, full coverage to us is just comprehensive and collision when it comes to auto insurance. Doesn't necessarily mean you have rental car reimbursement, roadside assistance, uninsured motorist, medical payments. So we always advise anybody getting, concerned about their auto insurance. When you say full coverage, be specific, look at everything and make sure you got what you want on the policy. Now we go over it and make sure they understand, but not every insurer does. So mm-hmm. If you're listening to this and you had a different insurance agent and you think you have full coverage, you might want to look at your declarations page and make sure you've got all the coverage you think you do. So,
right. Sometimes you get insurance and then you forget about it until you have something happen and you can't remember what you actually have covered. So it sounds like you guys are really good about advising and helping people manage their insurance.
We try for sure.
So let's move toward more of a personal nature. What do you guys do for fun when you're not advising people about insurance?
We laugh a lot, our family. We're a family-owned business, and we work together and we play together, so we're together a lot. We're foodies, I guess. We love Netflix and chill, as they say. We like
Absolutely.
Going to movies. Yeah, we spend a lot of time with our daughter. We have a 4-year-old. Altamira is quite the socialite. She's big on keeping up with her friends and her relationships. I'm more of a gym rat. And I think we have, some polar opposites as far as a relationship goes that really complement each other. So that's pretty much
good. Well, what is one thing that you wish people knew about your business that they may not automatically realize?
you're a family-owned business. You know, I lived all over. I grew up in South Florida, me personally. Lived in Atlanta, lived in Birmingham, lived in Calera before this, before I got married, met Altamira and moved here. And, you know, I'm really home for the first time in a long time. And we really love this community. So we buy local. We support local business as much as we possibly can. And we are a family-owned local business, and we pride ourselves on that. So if you also support that kind of thing, you know, come see us for sure.
Well, how do you get in touch?
So we have a whole lot of different ways that you can get in touch with us. We have a Facebook page, Insure with the Rose. We have an Instagram page, Insure with the Rose. We're working on a YouTube channel for Insure with the Rose. You can also visit us on our website, insurewiththerose.net. You can call us at the office. We're here from 9 to 5. You could also stop by the office. We're right next to Breezeway, downtown Opelika. So you could stop by and see us here as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Andrew and Altamira, for joining me today. I've certainly enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.